Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown songs that have an apostrophe in the title of the song. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, The Temptations, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, The Contours, The Jackson 5, Martha of the Vandellas, Rare Earth, and Stevie Wonder. Well, first up this half hour, the dynamic duo of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Good Lovin' and Easy to Come By, right here on Motown Memories.
Won't you leave? Some Memories with Tom Fallon.
Nothing so blue as a heart in pain. Nothing so sad as a tear in vain.
Motown memory from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Baby, Baby, Don't Cry. And they reached number 9 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1969. Before that, The Temptations, I'll Be in Trouble, number 33 from 1964. And we started this half hour with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Good Lovin' Ain't Easy to Come By, number 30 from 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all Motown songs with an apostrophe in the title of the song. Well, coming up, The Contours with a song called It's So Hard Being a Loser with lead singer Dennis Edwards. Well, Dennis Edwards was also David Ruffin's replacement as a lead singer for The Temptations, but he did sing with The Contours for a brief stint before that, and he's featured on the song coming up. As he tells it in 1967, The Contours needed to hurriedly replace singer Joe Stubbs, who was also the lead singer for The Falcons and brother of Four Tops lead singer Levi Stubbs. Dennis had been on a retainer by Motown to be a solo artist for about 4 years without recording a song. Well, this was his only 45 with the Contours, and in 1968, Dennis joined the Temptations and went on to sing lead vocals on such great songs as Cloud Nine, Runaway Child, Psychedelic Shack, I Can't Get Next to You, and Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Well, here are the Contours featuring lead singer Dennis Edwards. It's So Hard Being a Loser, right here on Motown.
Just call. odds if he doesn't, I'll be there.
Jackson 5 with I'll Be There. That was number one in 1970, their fourth number one in a row on the United States Billboard pop charts. Their first was I Want You Back. Then we started with The Contours, It's So Hard Being a Loser, number 79 from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all Motown songs with an apostrophe in the title of the song. Well, coming up, Martha the Vandellas and I'm Ready for Love right here on Motown Memories.
Woman, Woman, your touch has gone cold. As if someone else controls your very soul. I fooled myself long as I can feel the presence of another man. It's there when you speak my name. It's just not the same. Ooh, babe, I'm losing you. It's in the air. Of a face I see, I'm hurt, downhearted, and worried, girl, 'cause that face doesn't belong to me. It's all over your face. Someone's taking my place. Ooh, baby, I'm losing you. You try hard to hide the emptiness you feel inside. Ooh, baby, you.
Stevie Wonder with You Haven't Done Nothing, and that reached number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1974, and the Jackson 5 sang backup vocals on that song. Before that, Rare Earth, I Know I'm Losing You, number seven from 1970, their second chart in 45. They had eight of Motown, and after they left Motown, only one other one, and that was on the record label called Prodigal 5 years after they left Motown. And we started with Martha and the Vandellas and I'm Ready for Love, number nine in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1966. Well, this hour featured all Motown songs with an apostrophe in the title of the song. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.